Welcome back to the program. We're doing it all thanks to Zito. Now, just through all that, we didn't get a tip from you, boys. Look ahead to the grand final thanks to Before You Dig, lodge a free inquiry online. So we've gone through what we believe will or will not happen today. So the tips are brought to you by Tyre Right for the best roadside tyre emergency. Call 1800 138 168. So I need a winner. I need a try score. I need a first try scorer. I need a Clive Churchill medalist, please, missile.
Okay, I'll go Penrith to win. It's going to be a tight game. I'll go Crichton to score. Nathan Cleary, Clive Churchill medal winner, 24-22. One missed goal from Reynolds.
Ooh.
Yeah. Higher scoring grand final.
24-22, that's well over than what we anticipate, or certainly what the market anticipates. Yes. What about you, Scope?
Is that way over the overs and unders
points
for the
38
game?
38.5.
Yeah, I think it'll be overs as well then.
38.5's a low.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's based off Penrith's history in finals.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Broncos because I think, if they're going to win, they're going to score points, and then Penrith are going to equally have to, sort of play as much footy. So I'm going to go the Broncos 26, the Panthers 20. I'm going to go Reece Walsh, Clive Churchill.
Wow.
And I'm going to go Jesse Arthurs anytime.
First try scorer.
First try in any time.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Very much a Broncos flavour. I'm going to the Panthers. The Panthers will win 22 points to 14 against the Broncos. And Sunia Taruva will score the first try on that left-hand side. And Liam Martin will be the Clive Churchill medalist.
23s, I think.
In from 30s to 19s.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Now, you better tell us this loophole.
Okay,
yours,
betting
please.
Loophole. Before I give you this betting loophole, all three of us need to agree on one thing.
Yes.
I can't see this game being a blowout. Either way.
Defined blowout. 13 plus. Yeah.
Do you see either team blowing the other out 13 plus?
I don't see the Broncos blowing out the Panthers. I could see the Panthers winning by 14 or 16.
But they've got points in them, the Broncos. And if it gets frantic late, they'll chance their arm and score points. I believe. Like Parramatta last year were getting thumped.
Yeah.
Scored two or three late tries to bring it back in.
Jake Arthur's up 12-0 against the Panthers in grand finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not as confident, but keep going. If I didn't want to ruin you.
shut down the loophole.
All right. Let's
I don't want to shut it down on the first before
okay.
we even get started.
So we all agree it's going to be tight.
Yep.
Panthers to win 1-12 is paying 265.
Mm.
I think that's a great price. Broncos 1-12 is paying 325.
Right.
So just theoretically speaking, and let's just pick a nice round number and say $100.
Yes, that's your betting unit, yes?
Scale responsibly.
Yeah, okay.
You put $100 on the Broncos to win 13 plus and $100 on Panthers to win 13 plus.
Mm-hmm.
The worst you can do is come out. Yeah, the worst you can do is come out $65 up. That's if Penrith win, you win $265,
yep.
You come out 65 in front. If Brisbane win, you win $325 and you come out $125 in front.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, if you have ability and resources to scale that, it's a sure thing given that there's no blowouts.
So hang on. Okay, so 13 plus is an issue. What about drawn at 80 minutes?
They still pay those two.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
And that's with your respective bookmaker.
Yeah, it depends on the bookmaker, actually. I think some markets are a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah. Most bookpayers for NRL bookmakers pay out on on extra time.
So here do we see Panthers up by 12, last 30 seconds of the game. They throw it to Nathan Cleary and he goes, oh, I know, 2-point field goal. I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I think that has merit.
Yeah, it does for sure. And if you're doing it responsibly, of course.
I actually think Penrith 1-12 at 265 is a big price. I think they've miscalculated that. I think they should be
230,
closer
240.
To the twos.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tyre Right tips with over 25 tyre brands, steer, drive, trailer, and more. Tyre Right, no truck and worries. Check out tyreright.com.au. We had the Rugby League Players Association Player of the Year. That was Sean Johnson. We had the Rugby League Players Association NRLW Player of the Year, Teagan Berry, not Tamika Upton.
What a great season. Yeah, that was a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
I thought if Tamika wasn't going to win it, I thought Taryn Aiken would have been a big shout. But
yes.
Four tries in one game. She was top try scorer
losing side.
In the NRLW. She had a great season.
Yes.
So it's a weird one, like...
So this is player voted.
Yeah, player voted.
Yeah. which is the award you want to win.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, to be voted by your peers, you know, as one of the better players means a lot, for sure.
Was Sean Johnson absolutely filthy on Wednesday night that he did not win the Dally M, pipped by a point by Kalyn Ponga? Did he have every right to be?
He looked discouraged.
I didn't think he was able to hide it,
and which is understandable, right?
Yeah, it's good.
You know, sometimes you see people in there, you know, celebrating, they're clapping for, you know, it's just how you watch award shows.
Yeah.
Thinking of the Globes and the Academies and all that when, as a kid. And they pretend to be stoked that someone else won. You'd like to think, like, you're that close and you're in the running, you'd want to win.
That's different for those things, right? Because that's art, right?
Yeah.
And art is very much a subjective thing, right? This is sport where there's a scoreboard, where there's, you know, defined statistics and analytics. I never
look back on any of those. Like, I've got swimmers of the years and all those things that, like, the Australian, I don't know, whatever. They have all sorts of awards, AIS awards, Australian Swimming Awards, Sportsman of the Year, I don't know, whatever they are. I've got all those, but all I really look at is the events themselves. And for Sean Johnson, that's like the grand finals, the World Cups, the games.
I think...
I never think about them.
Kalyn or Tamika said something about, you know, this is an individual award, this is not the team award. And then the other thing that Kalyn said, which I absolutely loved, he said to the other, you know, to the Broncos and to the Panthers, I'm really envious of you.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, absolutely.
That's 100%. The prize.
Yeah, that's 100%. And I think it was Nico said it at the start. He said, you know, it's a weird feeling because you win an individual award in a team sport and it doesn't half feel right because you can't win that award without your teammates, which is why everyone loves Nico and it's the absolute perfect answer.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you get that close. So this is part of me. I've never in contention for any of those awards. But if I ever was and I got within a point, I think I would look the same as what Sean Johnson looked
at. The closest I ever got was the 1999 Dally M's. I went with my mate Matty Parsons and he won the Dally M prop of the year.
How good.
I was so stoked for him.
Yeah, how good.
Absolutely outstanding. All right, let's get ourselves to the break and then we're back with more special edition Crunch Time on Grand Final.